From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri is on a fast track to train managers and supervisors in its 16 state agencies. Erica Hunzinger has more on the three-day program called the Missouri Way.
They have to understand why they're doing it. Now, the bar was very low here for one person in the audience.
Drew Erdman is the state's chief operating officer and the man who wrote the program's curriculum. Since August of last year, more than 1,000 people have been taught how to better manage projects and employees. It's happening at a scale and pace that Erdman says is unmatched in other states.
Think of any other organization at scale and you say, well, you don't invest in your leaders. How can you have a good performing organization?
While all but one of the top directors in the 16 agencies have gone through the Missouri Way, the people who hold elected offices, like the Secretary of State, the Auditor, and the Attorney General, are not mandated to do so. I'm Erica Hunzinger.
A new nature school near Columbia will allow students to learn about the environment by being immersed in it. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that former publisher Hank Waters and his wife, associate publisher Vicki Russell, donated the 207 acres where four classrooms and lab spaces will be built. The land is located next to the Three Creeks Conservation Area. A social justice advocacy group says it is launching a hotline in Kansas City, Kansas, for people to report police misconduct. The Kansas City Star reports that Wednesday's announcement by the Metro Organization for Racial and Economic Equity comes about a month after it marched on local government offices. A federal lawsuit against the department alleges that now-released Lamonte McIntyre spent 23 years in prison for two 1994 murders he didn't commit because of police misconduct. Another federal lawsuit was filed by a former police cadet alleging she was dismissed after reporting sexual harassment and assault by a supervising officer. The police department says it has received complaints relating to only 0.1% of police calls. Local officials say police have a complaint line and there's a Wyandotte County ethics hotline. Missouri scientists are trying to save the state's dwindling population of alligator gar, one of the country's largest and most feared fish species. St. Louis Public Radio reports that Missouri Department of Conservation officials have stocked the species in locations near the Mississippi River 8 times in the last 12 years. Alligator gar have declined in part because the state doesn't have strict regulations to prevent overfishing of the species that's known for its long body, large snout, and numerous teeth. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.